With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. is talking with a respected Iranian leader and claims the Islamic Republic is eager for a deal to end the war. President Trump says he hopes Iran seizes the opportunity to make peace.
We are now having really good discussions. They started last night, a little bit, the night before that. And I think they're very good. They want peace. They've agreed they will not have a nuclear weapon, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But we'll see. You have to get it done. But I would say there's a very good chance.
He also extended a deadline for Iran to reopen the crucial Strait of Hormuz or face attacks on its power plants, saying Monday that it has an additional 5 days. The U.S. Supreme Court is considering whether states can continue to count late-arriving mail-in ballots.
All 50 states require ballots to be cast or postmarked on or before Election Day, but 14 states and the District of Columbia have grace periods for receiving and counting regular mailed ballots, ranging anywhere from a day to several weeks after the election. A final ruling will most certainly come by late June, early enough to govern the counting of ballots in the 2026 midterm congressional elections. The 2020 election saw 43% of votes come through the mail. Rich Thomason, Washington.
An Air Canada jet carrying more than 70 passengers collided with a fire truck while landing at New York's LaGuardia Airport, killing two pilots and injuring several others. Officials say the fire truck was crossing the tarmac late Sunday after being given permission to check on another plane reporting an odor on board. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 631 points, the Nasdaq rose 299. This is SRN News. Two more Indiana abortion clinics are closing.
Planned Parenthood says the facilities, both located in Indianapolis, will shut their doors permanently as of April 3rd. The Trump administration's efforts to restrict taxpayer funding for abortion are being blamed by Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion business. Meanwhile, Indiana's abortion ban is being tied up in court by a group of plaintiffs who claim that abortion is part of their religious faith and therefore protected by the First Amendment. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge in Oregon says the Trump administration overreached by issuing a declaration that sex change operations on children are unsafe and ineffective. Judge Mustafa Kashubai states that HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. did not go through the proper administrative procedures when issuing the declaration in December. That declaration also warned doctors they could be excluded from federal health programs. This is SRN News. Britain's prime minister and local residents react after Jewish charity ambulances are set on fire in North London. We hear more on the story from international correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting from London.
Police officers were called to Golders Green, a London neighbourhood with a large Jewish population, after receiving reports of ambulances on fire. On Monday morning, Prime Minister Keir Starmer condemned the incident as a deeply shocking anti-Semitic arson attack. Talking with the AP, local councillor Peter Zinkin says he's in no doubt that the attack was aimed at the area's large Jewish community.
The distress and anger of the local community, which I represent, as to what has happened. Burning ambulances in the middle of the night is a disgrace.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.